Gunfire broke out this afternoon at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California. Police say they found a woman's body inside the building. They believe she shot and wounded several people before killing herself. The situation unfolded before 1 o'clock Pacific time. Sapand Pahami is a YouTube engineer. He says he was eating lunch on a patio outside when he heard shots.
I thought, like, they were balloons popping or something. It was pretty loud, I think, for balloon pop, but, like, that was what I was running through my mind at the moment. And then, you know, like, at that point, I was like, okay, that's it. That was just some balloons, something like that. Then, like, I don't know. I can't tell, like, the time frames because it's kind of hard, but then I heard, you know, a series of more shots. And then that's when, like, I feel like I started to, and, like, everyone else started to, like, scramble for the door.
He says he heard a total of about 10 to 15 gunshots. We're going to turn now to Tricia Thadani, a business reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. She was actually at YouTube headquarters today. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, at what point in the day did you reach the headquarters, and what did you see when you got there?
Yeah, so I got here, I'm going to say maybe around 1, 1:15. I think me and my colleague, Kevin Fagan, were one of the first people here. And when I got here, I mean, even the whole... the area around the headquarters wasn't even blocked off yet. So, you know, I saw, you know, just hordes and hordes of police. There was, I counted about 6 or 7 helicopters circling about. And then there was just groups of employees that, as you can imagine, just looked incredibly rattled.
And you spoke to some of these people who were eyewitnesses, right? What have they told you?
I did. Yeah, so it was during lunch hour, so a lot of them were in the middle of lunch or just winding down, getting ready to take a break. This one group of employees I spoke to, they apparently the shooting started in a courtyard, and they were right next to that. So they had heard everything, and they saw, you know, people running. They saw the shattered glass. And one of my colleagues, Kevin Fagan, he was actually in a nearby restaurant, a Carl's Jr., where a lot of people had evacuated to. And one man was telling him, one employee was telling him that he had actually seen one victim shot in the leg, and he had helped carry her into the Carl's Jr. And then he, this employee had then run back into YouTube where he said that he saw a woman suffering from what looked like to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And now, after what authorities have said, they believe that was the shooter.
What more have you heard from police about the suspect or about how things unfolded today?
Yeah, so that's still all preliminary. The only thing we have confirmed right now is that it was a female. They don't even know if she was an employee. They don't know how she got into the building. Apparently, the shooting, like I said, it happened in a courtyard, but you need to get through the building in order to get into the courtyard. So they don't even know how she got in there. You know, there's plenty of rumors going around about who she was, but nothing confirmed from the police at this point.
And before I let you go, what's the state of things now on that campus? Are people still hovering around?
Yeah, so it's pretty quiet now. So when I first got here, police were still taking statements from a bunch of witnesses. And then there were some employees that I'd spoken to that were just kind of waiting around. I mean, they weren't getting any more information than we were, but they were waiting to get their wallets, their keys. I mean, it all happened so quickly that they, you know, didn't have time to grab all of that. So, you know, people, you know, as you could expect, they're like, you don't think that this will happen here. It's just a normal work day. And next thing you know, we're running away, running out of the building.
I want to stop you here. Tricia Thadani of San Francisco Chronicle, thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.